a free test drive.
American Eagle Credit Union is excited to introduce the MyFit Reloadable Visa Card. It's a card designed to fit everyday money access and budgetary needs. It's perfect for the young adult and for the college student. It's accepted everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted, and it's reloadable. You can reload the funds to your card at your local American Eagle Credit Union branch or from your account with the PC or mobile access. American Eagle Credit Union, ameaglecu.org. Membership eligibility and account approval is required.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time RNs for our critical care areas. VA RNs provide high quality and effective care directly to our nation's veterans. The VA offers competitive benefits including pension, 26 vacation days, holidays, health, dental, vision, insurance, and more. Recruitment and retention incentives may be available. Be a part of this winning team. Call Faye Holland at 314-716-8998. The VA healthcare system, healthcare for heroes.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Trying is the first step towards failure.
Crossed over.
Who's that?
That's why you just never try.
Yeah. Point.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
There's somebody in the world of comedy who is 93 years old today. Hey, buddy, don't look at the computer.
All right,
don't
Google
cheat.
It.
I'm wise to that.
93,
and I doubt that even you, Peon, would know who he is. Dan will know who he is. Comedian. If I say if I say the next thing, it'll give it away, and Dan will know who it is.
Tim
was,
Conway
was famous for. No, he was famous. Tim Conway, I wouldn't describe as a comedian. I would describe him as a. He was
improv.
A sitcom. His fame came from Carol Burnett. This guy was strictly a stage performer. He was a comedian. Okay, he was usually part of a duo. He was with another guy.
Oh.
And he was famous for a catch, if you want to call it a catchphrase, something he said when he came out.
Rowan and Martin, one of those two?
You're very, very close.
Are the two brother...
Smothers Brothers? Alan and Rossi. Now you don't, Peon,
oh my
you don't
God.
Know who that is, do you?
I've heard, yeah, no, I really don't know who they are, but I know.
Here's Marty Allen's career summed up in two words. Hello there. Hello there. Now, he's 93 today.
Marty Allen?
Yeah, and he celebrated, I guess, out in L.A. or somewhere with a, big birthday party and a bunch of friends. And evidently, he still gets up on stage in Las Vegas, and his wife gets up there with him, and he does some shtick.
Wow.
But I never did.
He had frizzy hair, right?
Oh,
very
I'm
frizzy.
Yeah,
really frizzy
yeah.
hair.
Big kind of afro
it's
hair,
bizarre
dude.
Bizarre hair.
Oh, I know. It's very weird.
It's Albert Einstein, but not white.
Yeah.
It's like cotton
light
candy.
Socket. Yeah, it's light socket hair. But I used to watch him, and I thought, how sad that beyond, hello there.
That was it.
And then you get to a point where you do that enough. If you walk out on stage and just go, hello there, everybody starts laughing. And in itself, it's not that funny, but it becomes and became his catchphrase.
I'm surprised, Peon watched Match Game a lot on the Game Show Network, and Marty Allen.
Now, was it that or Hollywood Squares?
It was Hollywood Squares.
Yeah, no, I don't think he was ever on
it. It was Hollywood Squares. Every once in a great while, he was on Match Game, but it was most of the time it was Hollywood Squares.
And here's the deal. If they called you and said, do you want to be on Hollywood Squares? What they're saying is, your career's over. You are no longer, right. It's like Dancing with the Stars. You're not an A-lister. So would you like to be on Dancing with the Stars? It's an insult to get called, actually. And Hollywood Squares is the same way. Dennis Weaver. I mean, how relevant was Dennis Weaver? Except you know, for Hollywood Squares.
Yeah.
Paul Lynn, Hollywood. And I haven't watched it for years. I don't remember all the people that were on there. But it was always people that you look at and go, oh, yeah, they used to be somebody.
Yeah,
they used to have a career.
I watched Hollywood Squares a lot in the, I guess it was the 80s.
Peter Marshall?
Joan Rivers, Shadow Stevens was the announcer.
Oh, my goodness, Shadow Stevens.
He was the announcer. Yeah.
Who was the host?
It was either...
Tom Bergeron did it for a while.
Yeah, Tom Bergeron did it.
I couldn't tell you the host.
But it was Peter Marshall.
He did the earlier version. Yeah, the version I didn't want. Oh, wait, no. I guess he did maybe do it in the
80s. Yeah, he did it for years and years.
Hello there!
But yeah, Joan Rivers
see how
was
funny that is?
Yes, that's very funny. Joan Rivers was the center square when I watched a lot of it.
Oh, and Paul Lynde was the center square forever.
Yes, he was. Every time he talked,
oh my goodness,
he would laugh when he talked. You know, he couldn't say three words.
Oh, you know what?
That was so funny how
there was somebody else that did it between
his. I didn't watch the show back then. I guess that was the 60s or 70s, maybe.
Oh, 60s.
Yeah.
But a lot of his answers would be double entendre with gay jokes involved.
Yeah, and people didn't get it.
Right, exactly. It went over everybody's head.
Yeah.
I think there was a host between Peter Marshall and Tom Bergeron.
Well, let's see here.
I haven't watched it in the long run.
Oh, it was name from That's Incredible.
Not John Davidson.
John Davidson.
Yes,
it was John Davidson.
He was the host for a while.
It was.
Now, there's a guy that gets on my nerves, John Davidson.
And he would break into song every once in a while.
Well, you can't help it. Those people, it's like Kathy Lee Gifford. She has to remind people every once in a while, oh, by the way, I'm a singer. And John Davidson was a fairly talented guy, but he was that sort of bland, white bread,
hair.
Middle of the road,
yeah.
old women loved him type talent.
So Tom Bergeron did it from 98 to 2004. The center square was occupied a lot by Whoopi Goldberg. It had other regulars, Bruce Valanche, Gilbert Godfrey, Carolyn Ray, Jeffrey Tambor, and Kathy Griffin. And then John Davidson did it 86 to 89. That was the Joan Rivers years, Shadow Stevens, and Jim J. Bullock was on there a lot.
Oh.
Peter Marshall was in the 60s. And then
where they scripted their answers and they gave them like funny that weren't the right answers. And they knew the questions in advance.
Yeah.
The answers were prepared.
There was a fourth host. Can anybody guess?
Oh, was it a woman?
It was a one season. No.
Oh. Was it Shadow Stevens?
John Bowman.
John Bowman?
Better
who?
Known as.
Oh, Bowser?
Bowser from Shadow.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, they were at the bottom of the barrel for hosts.
He hosted it for one season. It was a Match Game Hollywood Squares Hour, which aired for one season in 1983-1984.
Well, the reason I mention Marty Allen's birthday today is, one, he's still alive and kicking and still on stage at 93, but two, it was because of Hello There. And I got to thinking about something. There are people in show business who are famous for a saying or an expression. Now, this could go 2 or 3 hours if we get started. Try not to cheat. I mean it. Don't go online.
All right.
But I started thinking, who else is kind of just famous for, and I came up with Get Smart, Don Adams. Would you believe?
Oh, yeah.
Remember how you do that? He goes,
Or missed it by Matt that
missed
much.
Missed it by that much. That
Smart, where were you at lunchtime yesterday? Would you believe?
Missed it by that much.
Yeah. Yeah, that was his other one. Now, I'll give you a couple others that I thought of. Then we'll do the Burke segment, then we'll come back to this. But it'll get you thinking, at least. I didn't watch the show, and I guess when a catchphrase, the proof that it's really powerful is that even if you never watch the show, you know it. For example, Star Trek. I've never seen one, but I know, beam me up, Scotty.
Yeah.
And people would say that in situations for... You know, hey, will you be able to come to our reception? Yep, beam me up, Scotty. I'll be there. And book him, Dano, whatever. That was Hawaii 5-0. The other one I thought of was, and I didn't watch this show, Dynomite.
That was
Jimmy J.J. Walker.
Good Times.
J.J. Walker, Good Times.
Yeah.
Dynomite. And I had one other one I jotted down here.
Well, there's one I only know from you guys talking about on the show, because it was a comedian way before my time. It was the ventriloquist act. What was it? It's All Right. Is That Right?
Oh, Sir Winston. Senior Winston.
Yeah.
That was from Ed Sullivan.
That was pretty much his whole bit, wasn't it?
That was on Ed Sullivan, but yeah, the guy.
No, that really was his whole bit.
Who was the guy that, was it Victor or something? It was on his hand. Remember?
Hand puppet.
He had the face on his hand, and he would just talk, is that all right, Sadai?
Was he the same guy?
I think so.
Senior Winston?
I think so.
Sadai. And he was really good. Yeah. I say that was his only, all his act, but it wasn't his whole act, but that's what you remember him for. Now, the other one, and I never watched the show because in the same way that I can't stand the sight of that Jim Parsons, I couldn't stand this kid, Urkel. And then say, did I do that? Is that what he said?
Yes.
Holy cow. You know what? That would keep me from watching that show. Did I do that? I've never seen one show, but I know that was his line. And then...
Gary Coleman. What you talking about, Withers?
Okay.
What you talking about?
No, it did prompt me to go, and I did print out what they say are the 50 most iconic sayings. They may not be in the same category exactly with hello there. It might not be what somebody said every time they walked out on stage. Every time Johnny Cash walked out, he'd go, hello, I'm Johnny Cash. And that became the intro to every show he did. But they were really, really well known and used by people in everyday conversation. Now, I'll give you one more example. And I used to hear people do this, and I didn't know what they were doing because I didn't watch the show. And I'll give you one example. We were on vacation, and we were with another couple. And the woman was young. She was very young. It was an older guy who'd married a much younger girl.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And I said... when we met them for dinner or whatever, I said, hey, how you doing? And she said, how you doing? And I said, what? And she said, how you doing? And then she turned to my wife and said, how you doing? And somebody, and I thought, what the heck's wrong with her? What is that? I didn't know that was a Friends thing. How you doing?
Oh, yeah, Joey from...
I didn't watch that show.
Matt LeBlanc.
So there's a situation where a certain generation, everybody would know. It'd be like yada, yada, yada. If you never watched Jerry Seinfeld, and somebody said, yeah, yada, 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 yada. I just go, what the heck? Most people just go, blah, 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 blah. What is yada, yada? When she said, how, and she did it like two or three times on the trip. And I saw her do that to people. And
how
I
you
thought,
doing?
This is the weirdest. What is she doing?
I wouldn't have known that because I didn't really watch Friends. I watched it a little bit, but not enough to get any phrases.
So what's the deal? Joey said that. Was it a pickup line or something? How you doing?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
It's not even funny.
It was used in that, yeah.
But you can take anything if you put it in with the right character. Here, I'll give you something that's not funny. Golly. But when Gomer said it, golly, it was funny. And Shazam was funny when Gomer said it. And those were two that people used to throw around a lot when, you know, Gomer Pyle was on the air. The newer shows, I don't, what is something that's on now that people would, see, I don't watch Big Bang or these things. I guess they have...
I don't know.
Certainly they're...
I don't watch it either.
We'll go through the ones I have and see if you can tell
me. Well, Bazinga, I mean, the guy you hate, Jim Parsons,
that,
on...
I don't know that. If you said
really
that to me, I would know what you were saying.
He really doesn't use it anymore, though.
What is Bazinga? How does he use that?
Just as a catchphrase, like...
nice Bazingas? She's got nice Bazingas.
No. Bazinga.
No, that's not it.
It ought to be. It fits. Hey, yeah. Nice Bazinga.
Like whoa or wow or something like that. He go, oh, Bazinga.
Or is it like ching?
Kind of just, yeah, like an exclamation like that. Like, I just got something right. Or
like 2 points.
Yeah.
You know, bazinga. Mm. Okay. I guess I get it. I'm not sure. What was the one? It just came into my head. Oh, I'll give you one. And I can't imagine anybody being in a group and somebody says this and the person not knowing where it came from. Don't.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Don't. I mean, internationally famous. And even if you had never seen, let's say you'd never seen The Simpsons, you didn't know what that was. If you're with somebody and the guy spills something and goes, don't, you know, it's still funny. It's still funny. And it's still kind of a natural reaction to, hey, when's the baby due? I'm not pregnant. Don't.
Right. <know?
laughs> It's such a natural reaction. You wouldn't even have to know it's from a show. And you'd sort of get it if somebody did it. So we have a bunch of those. Thanks to Marty Allen. Happy birthday, Marty Allen. Thank you for giving me an idea for a topic today. And hello there. which is still strange to me. Burke segment, does anybody have anything to say?
Oh, I thought you were going through the...
No, I am. I was just a teaser. It's called teasing.
Later. Yeah.
See, that's keeping people on the edge of their seats. Keep them listening.
Oh, I have something.
And don't cheat people. Don't go on the internet. It's too easy. Shows you remember and catchphrases. And now, with his contribution to the Burke segment, here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We were driving yesterday. The three of us were in the car together.
That is a fantastic story. I knew you'd have something.
I don't think he's finished.
And,
no, I think there's more.
Sorry, I said...
Well, that was it.
That was it.
See, that's fun.
we were coming home. We met some family members over in Illinois, Pierron, Illinois, at a restaurant.
Pierron?
Pierron. It's real close to Highland, Illinois. So we all met there and had a little lunch. Chicken fried steak I had, of tremendous.
America's meal.
But on the way home, we were cutting through. The downtown area, and so we were driving along Sauget, Illinois.
I like that name.
Which is...
it's a classy name.
Yes.
It almost sounds like it should be
like a wine.
Or a place where prostitution was legal, you know.
Well,
yeah,
it might be pretty close
to Sauget. That's where...
It's got that French kind of, you know.
Yes, it's a very classy town.
Yeah.
Of course, Sauget, Illinois is home to a lot of topless bars.
Strip clubs?
Strip clubs, yes.
Oh, I said that not even realizing.
Yes.
Yeah. I would say East St.
Really
when
did.
You say that, I say East Side. I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, Sauget is pretty much the home to.
And how did it get to be that, do you think? How did it become the Mecca?
I'm assuming because it's legal in Illinois.
Is that where, like, the Hustler Club is?
And so it's right. Yeah. No, the Hustler Club is... off of, no, Hustler Club's in far over the river, but not in Sauget.
Let me interrupt you, which I'm good at doing anyway.
Right.
You had the little Archie with you.
We did.
So this is not going to end that you and Angela went to one of these places.
No, but that's what I was thinking of. Let's say the two of us were interested in going to one of those places, and we just happened to have Archie there. Could you take a baby and do
heavens
a strip?
No,
oh, I don't,
no,
think, you,
heavens
I don't
no.
think you can.
What,
no.
What's the reason why not? I mean,
because
I know they don't want people
under
21 in there because of drinking, but
I
he will not be...
anybody would think that's sick if you did that.
I think because...
I understand that part. Yes, it will be frowned upon.
But one of the main reasons why is because it's not a restaurant. It's considered a bar, so you can't take... kids into a bar.
But I know what he's saying.
I know.
First of all,
they have the 21 rule for those places because they don't want, you know, late teenagers drinking.
Okay.
But a baby, of course, will not be drinking alcohol there.
But for liability, they don't know if you're a parent and you're going to be dumb enough to take a baby in there.
I almost wanted to try it just to see the look on, like, the bouncer's face with the two of us walking in with the car seat in our hands.
Well, they get away with kicking you out. They use the under 21.
Yeah.
But I actually think I know where you're going with this. I think you're wondering, let's just say you took a 2 or 3 month old in there.
He would never remember.
There's no damage to him.
So he wouldn't be scarred at all because he would never remember it. So
you know what it's like?
Where's the harm?
It's like people who do it in front of their 1 month old. Okay, the kid's in the room with you, and you do it, but you wouldn't do it in front of a 5-year-old. Okay.
Right.
So, because then you...
there might be some lasting memories there.
Yeah, hey, Mom and Dad, I can't get this out of my head.
But it doesn't matter because they're concerned about losing their liquor license and losing their license if there's any.
All right, now let's say there are
21.
Some places, I don't think around here, but I know when I went to school in Mizzou, in Columbia, they have juice bars where there is no liquor served, and you only have to be 18 to get in. I guess you still would have the issue because they still do have an age limit. But
if there's a limit, there's a limit. You can't bust.
And I was kind of thinking, I was like, well, he won't be, you know, he'll have no memory
of this.
But
to the real good point here, and if anybody wants to debate it, be my guest, I've never met anybody who has any memory of anything they saw or did when they were 6 months old.
No.
Exactly.
Never.
Yeah.
So if he saw a topless gal,
he'd probably get hungry.
So what?
Yeah, he would go, holy cow, look at all the...
look at the milk. I'm not getting.
Milk faucets here.
but that would be the only thing. Do I still think it's weird? Absolutely. There's something about holding a little 3-4 month old and there's a topless stripper coming out. It just seems weird. Yeah.
I know, but
Archie, hold this dollar and stick the dollar in the G-string.
But do I think it would damage?
That's of course where my weird mind went, though, as we were driving.
I would think. Now let me take this a step further, and I'll ask each of you: have you ever been over to one of those places ever?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, sure. Yeah. Not many times.
I never
have. I've not been a huge fan. I didn't understand it, especially when I was. I mean, I guess I could kind of see it more now that you're married, but especially as a single man,
You just basically said that as a married guy, you need to seek other excitement.
Well, sure.
That's what you just said.
Of course. Yeah.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure I was clear.
Yeah. No, that's what I was saying. But but as a single guy, I never understood it because.
You're doing is frustrating
working yourself
you get in there and you can't do anything.
And then, yeah, you just become frustrated.
You're home by yourself. Anyway.
Yeah, so that's what I never thought was.
I thought that
was strange.
I've never been to one of those. The one that's been around longer than any of them, I guess, is what, PT's or something? Is that still around?
Yes.
Is there still a PT?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that one's over there.
I've never been to any of those places, and not that I think that's a horrible thing. It's legal. You're not breaking any laws.
There are some that go.
I went to one in the Army when I was on leave for the weekend. I went to one, and it just seemed creepy to me. It was dim, and the music was a mediocre PA system, and these pathetic, sad chicks going out gyrating around for a couple of bucks. And it didn't excite me, really, because, quite frankly, I knew why it was kind of dark, that if you turn the lights on bright, you'd go, ooh, you know, they're kind of scary. They're not... There's a lot of makeup there, and there's a reason for dim lighting.
Oh, yes.
I don't think there's too many Elizabeth Hurleys up there.
I know there are some a little further away from Sage in Brooklyn, Illinois.
Illinois, they go a little on the other.
That place is a little more extreme. And, yes, there are definitely calibers of women.
It's been a long time since we talked about this, but. Are there still, and maybe it was in Brooklyn, are there still places on the East Side where you can go and watch people do it?
I think so.
Yes, I think there are swinger places where...
Now that would be interesting. I think I would want to be out of there in about 10 minutes. But
you go to Brooklyn, Illinois, and that is not... I've been to Brooklyn, Illinois one time and went in to... And I think it was a PT's over there at the time. I don't know what's over there now, but I went in there one time and felt so dirty and then didn't stay in there that long and left. And when you leave, you feel like you're taking your life into your hands. And at any moment, gunfire is going to start.
Yes. No, they're not the safest of places. Usually those were those establishments.
No.
All right. Now, again, Peon's too young to relate to this. Dan will. I'll tell you the dirtiest I think I've ever felt. And before there were VHS adult movies, before you could get them on your dish or DirecTV or cable, before you could get them on DVD, before you had a computer where you could go pull this stuff up, it was so almost forbidden and hard to get that you went out of your way to see a stag film.
Oh,
that's what we used to call them. Now, the dirtiest you can feel is one of those quarter-operated video booths. and they had some downtown St. Louis, and it was usually part of an adult store, and they had magazines, dirty magazines. And in the back, you get quarters, and you go put a quarter in this dingy, dark thing, and you put your face up to this screen, this place, and you watched movies. That's the filthiest I've ever felt, because you don't want to touch the walls. You don't want to sit down. You don't want anybody to see you in there. That's the other thing. You come out kind of coward and your head's down. You think, oh, my God, nobody sees me. But if they see you, they're in there, too. That's what you forget about.
Exactly,
yeah. Hey, Bob, is that you? No. And you're here, too. But that's about the dirtiest I've felt.
Centerville is another.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, Centerville is... where you might be able to
see. But I'm with you about feeling like you're going to get robbed. I don't know what that's about. You're not coming out of a bank with a bag of cash, but for some reason you feel like you're going to get assaulted.
Yes.
Or beaten up or something.
Yeah.
Coming out of there. Because I just think you think that the only people hanging around there have to be lowlifes like you.
But
you just did.
But that area, that Brooklyn area, and I think Centerville, is not a real good area, period.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
Anything else, Peon?
No, that was all I had.
Dan, do you have anything?
No.
Shut her down. Close the Burke segment is officially closed. I'm going to take our first break. We come back. We'll kick these phrases around. Marty Allen, 93 today. Hello there. And I you mentioned Smothers Brothers. I do remember, was it Tommy who always says, Mom always liked you best?
Yes.
To Dickie.
Yeah.
He said, Mom always liked you best. And that kind of became a very popular thing to say. All right, a little business, a little break. We'll come back. We'll pick it up where we left off here. American Equity Mortgage, longest running advertiser we have. 24 years, I'm guessing. I'm within a year. And thank you to everybody over all these years. And that's right, we've only been here almost 18, but they were part of the show before we came here. Thank you to everybody after all this time who has made a point to tell them your AM and the PM. If you weren't doing that, they wouldn't still be on. One of the hardest things for a business to do is track what advertising works and what advertising doesn't work. And it's what they want more than anything else, because if they can just figure out what they're wasting money on, they can stop wasting money on it. If they figure out what's paying off, then they can spend more money on it. And so if you weren't telling them your AM and the PM somehow when you contact them by phone or online or that you listened to the show, they wouldn't be with us. So you must be. Keep that up. We appreciate that. And here's what you'll appreciate. You're going to appreciate the fact that they, better than anybody I know, can explain to you why what seems like such a convenient, good idea is a really bad idea. And that's making regular monthly minimum payments on your credit cards. By design, it's out there to entrap you and keep you in debt for 20 to 30 years. If you're a homeowner, you do not have to do that, and you shouldn't do it. Once or twice, a couple of months, I get it. But if you're doing it on a regular basis and you cannot pay the balance off, you need to get that fixed. And if you're a homeowner, you can. It's called debt consolidation. They'll tell you how it works. They've done it for thousands and thousands of people. American Equity Mortgage. Oh, yes, and of course, they're in the mortgage business, too. 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, just got a report of an accident. Two-vehicle collision eastbound 40 at Highway 270, the left lane. It looks like westbound 40 is running stop and go between 270 to about the Mormon Temple, and then things open up. Downtown, northbound 55, that right lane. We're slow now approaching Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. We have just volume building now on eastbound 270. It's a little bit heavier now right around Lindbergh. And then you've got that stretch on east and westbound Highway 70 between 143 to west of Route 4 that's running slow, and that's in both directions. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Staples has great deals on everything you need for your business and to keep your office clean, from wipes, paper towels, sponges, to all kinds of disinfectants and cleaners. Make on budget happen. Make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson, Tuesday morning on McGraw Live. We get reaction from ABC political analyst Trey Hardin to the announcement that Senator Ted Cruz is running for president. And what do the English think of us? We'll find out from the author of That's Not English. As always, I'll bring you news all morning long. Tim Weiland gets you to work on time with traffic. And Andy Strickland mans the sports desk. It's McGraw Live, starting at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS. Cheers!
Are you suffering from sinus headaches, sinus infections? Well, you don't have to live like that. You can actually get help. Dr. Karen Boone and MetroSinus.com. Dr. Karen Boone comes from a long line of family doctors, and she has a procedure that she will perform on you called in-office balloon sinoplasty. Now, sinus surgery used to be very invasive, but not anymore, thanks to Dr. Karen Boone. She will sit you down in her office in St. Charles. Takes about an hour. She will enlarge your sinuses so they drain properly. And it's permanent. No more sinus headaches. No more sinus infections. No more waiting online with meth addicts for cold medicine. Solve your sinus problems for good. Call Metro Sinus, 636-685-8040. That's 636-685-8040 or MetroSinus.com. The great news is that it is covered by insurance. What are you waiting for? Solve your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus or MetroSinus.com.
You've probably heard Weedman is the best lawn care company, and for that we are truly thankful. We feel it's imperative in this day of high childhood obesity to promote healthy activities on your lawn and other sports turf areas. Our team of Weedman professionals feel it's only fair to give back, and so we are announcing a community sports sponsorship contest. Upload a photo of your community or school-based sports team to Weedman USA's Facebook page. Include your team name, league name, and location in the photo description. The top three team photos with the most likes will earn up to a $5,000 sponsorship and a team hydration kit from Weedman Lawn Care. Open to all, customers or not. Go to Weedman's Facebook page for official rules. Get creative with your picture and get networking to help your favorite team win an awesome sponsorship. Our goal is to aid in the fight to lower obesity in kids and adults by promoting more outside activities on our lawns. Having a Weedman lawn makes growing up a memory framed in green. Have your team compete in Weedman's sports team sponsorship contest on Facebook today.
For the last 18 years, she is a top full-time producer, and she has amassed the expertise to help you buy or sell your home in any market. She's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy, what's this coming soon philosophy in real estate?
Yeah, there's a whole new underground way of looking for houses now. With this market being as hot as it is, we have the whole coming soon network. So we have agents that are connecting with each other about houses that are coming on the market before they're available. So more than ever, it's important to work with a buyer agent to find houses before they hit the internet and the MLS.
You have buyer specialists, you have selling specialists, you have staging experts and marketing specialists, and you also incorporate technology.
Absolutely. Our clients have the option to use client-issued iPad minis so that we can communicate with them paperlessly and allow them to have search options and fun apps for home buying and selling.
That's 314-276-SOLD or Kathy Helbig at thekathyhelbiggroup.com.
There are banks. Then there's Triad Bank, a refreshingly different banking alternative. Most banks treat you like a number. Because Triad Bank is locally owned and independent, they cater to your unique banking needs. And because Triad Bank is not cookie cutter, every banking service at Triad Bank has your best financial interest in mind. If your bank treats you like a number, head to Triad Bank on Clayton Road, just west of the Clayton and Lindbergh intersection across from Plaza Frontenac. Triad Bank, your business, your family, your bank. Online at triadbanking.com.
You have to get your grass ready for spring, right? That's where DynaGreen comes in. Check your local lawn and garden dealer and get the Crabgrass Preventer. Controls crabgrass, annual grasses, and broadleaf weeds for up to 5 months and rapidly thickens your lawn. How would you like to have the best lawn on the block? DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. Designed for the region, designed for the climate, designed for you, the homeowner. Ask your local lawn and garden dealer, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Available at Pasiglia Nursery.
Hello, Jay Randolph, suggesting you bring your hunger to Rib City. They're now in a new location just east of 270 in Manchester in the Colonnade Center. Their award-winning baby back ribs are remarkable. The whole menu offers you lots and lots of good food, believe me. Real barbecue, great ribs, and the wonderful desserts. Coconut cream pie is out of this world. Call 314-965-RIBS. Rib City. You won't want to miss it.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Illini fans, Mizzou fans, come see Illinois and Mizzou baseball play for bragging rights on Tuesday night, March 31st at GCS Ballpark, home of the Gateway Grizzlies. Tickets start at $10. Get an all-you-can-eat buffet for just a few bucks more. Buy tickets at GatewayGrizzlies.com.
Peace Train, Cat Stevens. I like this song. I like Moonshadow, too. No, didn't like Jim Croce, but I like this guy. Go figure.
Thinking about.
Do a quick word about Schaefer, and then we'll get back to our list. I'll share what I have with you. You can add to it. What I find interesting is that in this 50 catchphrases, and I'm not going to go through all 50, but things that were part of the landscape on TV, or and most of this is TV, there's not one from Don Adams in here. They have this stuff from Friends. They have Seinfeld. They have Homer. But they don't have one of What Do You Believe? Or what was the other one, Dan, or you mentioned?
Don Missed Adams. It By That Much.
Oh, that? But what you talking about, Willis?
That's in here. That's in here. A Bazinga. Who mentioned Bazinga? It's in here.
I did, yeah.
But to not have either one of Don Adams is that's a mistake. Somebody did a very good job here. Schaefer has a C in it. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. They're in the auto body business. That's where they fix wrecked vehicles. Some more wrecked than others. I'm the guy who goes in there with the smallest little dent because I can't stand it. Dan Strauss is the guy who drives a van around for 2 years with the back door caved completely in. I'm still not ever going to get over that.
I know.
Because to a guy like me, that's traumatizing. I was behind you a couple of times in the parking garage. I couldn't even look straight ahead.
I think you called me a couple of times, too.
It was too painful.
I know.
I used to call him, why don't you get your door fixed? Drive around like a caved-in back door. That's why there's insurance, and that's why there's a Schaefer Auto Body. And then we mentioned the other day, Dan goes in and rakes the top of the van because he didn't realize it was too tall for the garage.
Oh, yeah.
You're the greatest. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, 8 locations now that they're in O'Fallon, Illinois. If you want it done right, and you know you do, unless you're a peon because he doesn't care, but other people want a vehicle. Hey, these things cost a lot of money. Whether you lease it or you buy it or whether it's pre-owned, it's a lot of money. It'd be something you drive around, be proud of. You get out and look at it or go to get in it. You shouldn't have to look at damage, and you don't have to. And you also don't have to worry about the paperwork that goes along with this whole process. There's an insurance company to deal with. Sometimes there's a rental company to deal with if you have a renter's insurance, which, by the way, I would advise that you get. It's $5 or something for every 6 months. What a wonderful thing to have. If your car is going to be out of commission for 4 or 5 days or even 3, boom, get a rental car taken care of. And they'll do all that for you. They work wonders. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. All right, here we go. We mentioned, mentioned yada yada, mentioned how you doing. Mentioned, what you talking about, Willis? And I'll give these to you. You tell me what they're from. Now, I'm not sure this next one is one that people walk around using, but the point is when you hear the words, you immediately know where you heard them. The tribe has spoken.
Oh, Survivor.
Yeah.
Now, I have heard that used in a meeting, like if you're in a little conference room and everybody goes, everybody agree? Well, the tribe has spoken.
Really? Before Survivor?
No. Since Survivor. Oh, okay. Since Survivor. So it is used, but not to the degree that how you doing gets used. Dan, you'll run away with this one.
Mm-mm.
And that's the way it is.
Oh, Walter Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite. All right, how about this one? Now I got to tell you, this means nothing to me because I don't or didn't or don't, I guess it's still on, watch the show. It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy. What does that mean?
What? What is it again?
It's going to be legend. Wait for it.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. D-A-R-Y, dairy. Legend, wait for it, dairy. Legend, dairy. It's going to be legend.
Oh, legendary.
Wait for it,
it's
dairy.
It's going to be legend.
You guys have never heard of it.
Never dairy. Heard of that.
Well, no. Then it shouldn't be on the list, and especially when they don't have the stuff from Don Adams in here.
What was that from?
Neil Patrick Harris, How I Met Your Mother.
I never watched it.
I don't watch the show because I can't stand him.
Oh, my goodness. My daughter's boyfriend loves that show and watches that all the time.
How I Met Your Mother? I don't even know what it's about.
I don't think it's on.
I'm sure it's in reruns. End its run. Baby, you're the greatest.
Oh, Honeymooners.
Very good, young man. Young
wow.
Person.
Thank
Look
you.
At the youngster in the room.
I thought it would be To the Moon,
well,
Alice.
That's not in here, but it should be.
Yeah.
All right, this is so easy. Yabba dabba doo.
Oh, Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, this is so well known, certainly used to be, but I still hear occasionally people drag this one up. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Oh, Wide World of Sports.
Yeah.
Jim McKay, Wide World of Sports. Ruh-ro.
A Scooby-Doo.
Scooby.
No, this says Astro the
Jetson. Oh, Astro. Yeah, Astro the dog.
Well, like,
Ruh-ro. Yeah. He'd go, Ruh-ro, you Rorge.
Scooby kind of talked the same way, though.
Now, here's another show I've never seen one episode of, but for some reason I know this. Danger Will Robinson.
Oh, Lost in Space.
Never watched it.
Really?
That was the one with that hot, that used to be Lassie's mother. June Lockhart.
That was Lost in Space.
I'm going to tell you something. She was hot.
Yeah.
In a in a nice neighborhood, motherly kind of hot way. You know what I'm talking about? Not a sexy, smoking hot, too
right.
much makeup, but in like, I do your mom kind of hot. If you know, she was your mom. I'm serious.
I used to watch that show all the time. And Dr. Smith, who used to hang around with Will Robinson, who was the kid, Dr. Smith would always run and hide and run away.
To me, like Dr. Smith might have been a pedophile.
Yeah, he probably was.
Now, again, a show I've never seen, but I do know for some reason I've heard this before. Live long and prosper.
Oh, Star Trek. From Star Trek?
All right, you got it. Boy, this was huge, and now it's been buried and probably never to be dug up again. Some of these things have staying power, and some die, and this one died years ago. Sock it to me.
Oh, my goodness, from Laughing. Yeah.
But what Peon doesn't understand is that when that show was on the air, you couldn't go 15 minutes without somebody going, sock it to me.
Oh, I know.
I've seen some of those shows.
Oh, yeah, somebody, right. Somebody would say to you, like, hey, I got a pretty good idea for our trivia night. Well, sock it to me. You know, let me have it. Sock it to me.
But, if you watch that now, it does not hold up. It is horrible.
I tried to watch a Laugh-In, an older Laugh-In.
I know.
I just sat there and I thought, I can't believe we thought this was funny.
That
and
Hee Haw's like that, too.
So bad. Now, Dan, I apologize to Dan because he actually does an impression of this guy, so this will be a really weak impression, but when I do it with his voice, you'll know who it is. All right, just one more thing.
Columbo?
Columbo. and what a ridiculous shtick. But you saw it coming. You expected it. It is the same every episode, the same deal. He'd just be ready to wrap it up. Well, thanks for your time. And he'd walk, and then he'd turn and look back and go, just one more thing. And he always had that one last question that was going to do you in.
Yeah.
Yeah, pardon me. Did he ever even say, pardon me, am I bothering you?
I think so. I don't think he
ever said it. Yeah. I think you made that up. No, it works.
No, I think he did.
Pardon me, am I bothering you?
Just one more thing.
Here's another one-eyed guy like Sandy Duncan and Sammy Davis Jr. He had one glass eye.
Did he?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Peter Falk was blind in one eye. Had a glass eye.
Wow.
Never, ever watched one episode of this show, but I've heard this 1,000 times. Marsha.
Oh, the Brady Bunch. I love the Brady Bunch.
I got to be one of 20 people that's never seen a Brady Bunch.
I still watch it to this day. They have it on MeTV.
Dan, what do you watch?
Yeah, no, I can't get the...
It's so hokey. It's so hokey and goofy.
Stifle it.
All in the Family?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, now, this is a good one. And I have seen this show, and I do remember hearing this. God will get you for that.
Ooh.
I actually did it in that person's voice.
God will get you for that.
God will get you for that.
I don't know that one.
Maud.
Oh.
Oh, never saw that show.
Ever tried watching Golden Girls?
Yes. Yeah, B. Arthur. Yeah, I know B. Arthur was in it.
I couldn't get into Maude.
Nah, see, that's where they had to try, attempt to
That was a takeoff of All in the Family.
She appeared on All in the Family,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because she was either Archie's cousin or...
When they did Golden Girls, her name wasn't Maude, was it?
No. Okay. No, it was something else.
I confused those. Jane, you ignorant slut.
Oh.
Saturday Night Live.
Isn't that amazing how you just immediately, you know what
yeah.
these are?
Yeah.
Who loves you, baby?
Kojak.
Telly Savalas.
Dynamite.
Yeah. Jimmy J.J. Walker.
Now, Peon may not know this one, but I'm going to tell you, it's another one that died and is dead and buried and will never come back. But when it was hot, you heard it every day. Kiss My Grits.
Oh, Alice, Flo.
Look at you. Look at you, youngster.
We did a trivia night there tonight. That was one of the questions.
Was it really?
Yes.
Because we were just talking about that.
And I'll tell you, that dark-haired gal that starred on there, Linda Lavin, was she the waitress?
Yes.
I used to watch that
Alice.
Show.
I think
Mel, the cook?
Mel's
Diner.
Kiss My Grits, Mel.
I love that Linda Lavin. I thought, again, she was hot.
Did it start out as Mel's Diner and then they changed
it? No, it was always Alice.
No,
Mel's
they
Diner
tried
was,
to do a spinoff with that Kiss My Grits chick and it didn't work.
Yeah, with Flo.
Oh, this is a good one. And who didn't at night say this in, I guess it was the 70s? Good night, John Boy.
Oh, the Waltons.
Waltons, yeah.
Now, this is a tough one.
Fonzie.
Oh, very good.
Happy Days.
I was a little worried about that one. De plane.
Tattoo from Fantasy Island.
Yeah.
Nanu.
Mork from Mork. Robin Williams.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that
Andy,
was
Andy Kaufman from Taxi. Latka.
All right, this is a good one. Let's be careful out there.
Let's be careful.
Was that like a cop show or detective show?
Very good. Hill Street Blues. Yep, they'd have their meeting in the morning.
Wow.
And when they dismiss, he'd go, let's be careful out there. Esther House was his name. You look marvelous.
Oh, that was
Billy Crystal from Saturday Night Live. Yeah.
How about my impression? Pretty good.
That was pretty good.
It was.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, isn't that special?
Oh, that's the church lady.
Yes. Dana Carvey.
Now, these I don't know, and I'm going to throw them to see if you do, because I didn't watch this. Make It So. Do you know what that is?
Oh, that's from Star Trek The Next Generation.
Wow. Way to go.
I didn't watch the show, but for some reason I know that.
Make It So?
That was, Captain Luke Picard would say that to Data or whoever.
Right,
This is so easy. Eat my shorts.
Bart Simpson.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we mentioned this one. Did I do that? No soup for you.
Soup Nazi. Nazi Seinfeld.
Very good. Oh, my God, they killed Kenny.
South Park.
I got to tell you, I got half the audience listening won't know South Park. I don't
know. Always
kill
Kenny.
More, maybe not quite half, but 40% won't know. I don't know anything about it. I've seen it a couple of times. And one day I had to say to Peon, I said, Peon, I saw the show and they killed this guy Kenny. And they killed him again. He was already dead. What's that about? And he said, they always kill Kenny.
Yeah,
they kill him all the time. That's so ridiculous. It's funny to me. Man, when, did you not hear this and you still hear it? This one has legs, even though the show is not a big deal anymore. Is that your final answer?
Oh,
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
And then it has Bazinga, Big Bang Theory, which I don't.
Is that your final answer?
That's right, Rhea. Thank you, Regis. And then I got two more here that I can't imagine people know. One is Make It Work. Make It Work.
Make It Work.
No, nobody would know,
don't know that one.
It's Tim Gunn from Project Runway.
Oh, yeah. No.
How do they lump this in here, but they don't have Don Adams? Would you believe, or missed it by this much? So there you go. Those are your catchphrases in honor of Marty Allen's 93rd birthday. Hello there. 93rd birthday today. Mathena Heating and Cooling, let me read you. Let me get it here. A great email I got. It says, it's an email about two advertisers, Londoff and Matheny, but the email says, Frank, I want to let you know about a couple experiences I had with your sponsors. Let me start with Matheny. Bought my home in October 2013. I had it rehabbed and gutted in 2014, so the heating and cooling system was less than 10 years old. January of 14, one of my two heating units was turned on, started, but it wouldn't shut off within a minute. Came to the conclusion the system wasn't working. He goes on and on and on and on to say it ends with he called Matheny and could not believe they were out there that day and told him it was something so simple. Realized he was handy because he had a lot of tools and he could do it himself and save a lot of money, and he did. And he says how much he appreciates the fact that they told him it's not a big deal, where they could have overcharged him but didn't. That's the Matheny I know.